lo que, mi gente? This is the Tres Golpe Podcast, and I am your girl, La Belki.
Yo, Kaira.
And Javi.
¡Hey! ¿Qué es lo que tú dices, Javibi?
I'm glad to be back. I finally get to talk again.
¡Ay, ay, 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 ay!
I've been mute for a while.
Un hombre que no deja de hablar.
I know some people know you already. You've been in like three of our last seasons, I think it was. So te conocen. You were highly, highly requested, but introduce yourself, Dino, para los nuevos listeners. Who are you? What's up with you? What are you up to?
So to the new listeners, I'm Javi. I'm a, like I said earlier, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm a friend. I'm whatever you need me to be. So depending on what you need.
Very dependable. Very
yeah, whatever, dependable. Depending on what you need, I'm that.
How do we know Javi?
Damn.
Is he our brother? Is he our son?
Bueno, you know, any given day, it
depends.
Depends
on the situation. If you need me to come over, build a chair.
Build Belkis, all my chairs, my bar
yeah,
chairs.
I can help you with that. If you need me to paint, I'm not doing that.
No.
If you have a flat.
Yeah, you might
don't
show
call me.
If you have a friend that needs entertainment, have you got
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you need a friend that's single looking to mingle.
No. You guys got the bad interpretation.
The wrong one.
That's the old me.
Yeah, exactly. No, the this new is the, you is very stable, very focused, only looking for love, right?
Exactly.
Diablo, coño, un tigre romántico, mujeres.
I'm not looking for anything right now.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, why not?
I'm comfy. No, no, no.
No vinimos a eso. No vinimos a eso. Déjame decirte.
No venimos a problema.
Today we come in peace. Today we're only going to be talking about alpha women and alpha males.
I don't know why you
and
brought
beta women.
And beta women and beta males.
Or AKA.
AKA, today we're going to be talking about feminine energy and masculine energy. How do we see those energies being interpreted in this day and age? And how are we? How do we think? How are we coming off to people? We're going to be talking about that topic today. Yo estoy como muy excited.
I love it.
Oh, we know you do. When we thought of this topic, because one of our listeners had suggested it, we knew that this had to, we had to have the conversation with a beta man. Like,
let's get it. Whatever you want, Joka.
I'm kidding.
Said like an alpha male.
Pero let's just define it real quick. I'll read you guys like something that I saw on Instagram that basically like that defines it in a way that we can like go off on. So when it comes to romantic relationships, there's always a partner who takes a masculine energy pole and a partner who takes on the feminine energy pole. This is what creates attraction. Think of it like two magnets, opposites attract. Two of the same energy neutralize attraction or even repel one another. Modern women are used to operating in masculine energy most of the time due to their careers and conditioning. But most women want masculine energy in their partner. Yet they're showing up in ways that actively work against attracting and keeping such men. If you want a strong man who pursues you and leads things forward, it's necessary to cultivate and embody your feminine energy. Mm.
It's already giving you tips on how to act.
Aye.
You read a little statement, and it's already telling you how to act.
I don't even think I agree with that statement.
Let's go off. Fue pa eso. Let's go off. Who agrees and disagrees?
I strongly agree.
Oh, we
that
know.
That shit makes sense.
Oh, no. We know. But to him, see.
But like, okay, like societal norms makes us come off a little bit more masculine. I personally think that I have a lot of masculine energy. However, humans are so complex. Like we don't show up in every single situation with one energy. Like when I'm with a guy, 110%, I have feminine energy.
If that guy's in his bag, if that guy's provider enough, if that guy's guiding you and giving you some type of direction.
That's true, Buck. So I was going to ask, what type of guys are you into?
Well, yeah.
No, actually,
I do like the masculine energy there. But sometimes I feel like people want to say, like, even that comment said, like, oh, those two energies repel. And it's like, well, like, I'm really good at the finances. And that's predominantly like a masculine energy
thing. It is, yeah.
But I'm not going to back down in finances when I have a masculine male with me, because I'm pretty good at it. I'm probably better than them.
That masculine energy is going to come from a male that is, in terms of finances, I believe that, income wise, he should be able to supplement and bring in a little bit more.
He should be able to.
So then let me
for
ask
you to be in your feminine. So if he doesn't,
exactly,
you'll still have your masculine energy around that individual.
What I was going to say is, for me personally, I feel like I carry a lot of masculine energy, and it was because of exactly the way that I define modern women. We are in our bag. We excel in our careers. We're doers. And to tell you the truth, coming from a single mom, that is what I saw a lot of. My mom didn't have the choice to be more feminine because she was a single mom. She had to get it and do it. But I feel like when I've been in relationships with men who are not, like, for example, financially responsible, it makes me have to pick that energy up, and I don't want to.
Damn. Go off. Take it easy.
Dominican men, it has always felt like we are, guys' moms.
Go off. It's
and that
true.
Masculine energy comes from there. Like, we have to be your mom. So tenemos que ser cariñosa, amable, graciosa. And at the same time,
Make sure you're being responsible.
At the same time, tú comiste. Déjame cocinarte. At the same time, tú tienes cuarto. Déjame ver si tú sabes
todo. El diablo tampoco así.
Yo nunca le he dado cuarto a un hombre, let me tell you.
A mí ni un limbe me han dado.
It's a balance for me. I feel like honestly, like, I always say this, but I live like in two worlds. I can see my feminine energy very clearly, but I also can see my masculine energy very clearly. I like to take charge in certain things. And I need a man that can understand that about me, that we can balance each other out in those areas. I think that has been like my biggest realization so far, because before, being an alpha woman in this day and age, you feel alone sometimes, because a lot of men, and mostly like alpha males, are not looking at alpha women to like build a relationship.
Because we don't care what you bring. We don't care what you bring in terms of financial. Because what you bring to a relationship in terms of money is not going to benefit your man, never. Bring in $1 million and the rent would be $2,000 a month. And if you're with a man, it doesn't matter if it's pennies to you. You're not going to pay it.
I don't think anybody's, money and stability is very important in every single area. But I don't think women that know their purpose and women that are in their bag are also thinking like that.
So would you date a man that makes less than you, Belkis?
110%, I have.
How much less? Well, I know you have. But you're single now, so did it work out or did it not work out because of those reasons?
It did. It never was a problem because he was good at other stuff. Like, he was an alpha male in other areas.
And the areas that mattered, which were. Thank you. Javi got me.
Dropping dick on you.
Bueno, no te voy a mentir, pero... Le vamos a estar gassing too much.
Nah, he did his thing.
Do you guys believe in the saying, date at your level? Because how much significantly... Because if you're saying that you would date somebody that makes less than you, I think it matters... to me, it would matter how much less.
I would love an alpha male. I mean, alpha female.
Wow, Javi, okay.
I would love
it. I didn't know that.
I like the drive. I like to compete. I feel like
It doesn't intimidate you.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't intimidate me.
Be fun. I mean, to be completely honest, in the life that I am now, I think I do need to date on my level. I think it might be
above your level.
Maybe it's a New Year's resolution.
The thing is that if you date below your level, you're going on a trip every other week. You're telling me you're dating below your level,
it becomes frustrating.
Like, I'm going to Miami next week, then Atlanta, then I'll be in Chicago, and I'll probably catch up with you a month from now. And he's like, damn, I can't even keep up.
I can't even go to Puerto Rico with you.
It's almost.
I don't even have my passport yet.
Okay, you guys. So, question for you: So, if money is a thing, we've been talking about like alpha males and like what they provide. What is one thing that you would say, like, that you liked about being with a beta male, if you have?
To tell you the truth, I haven't been with a beta man per se. I've been.
By the way, with, I hate calling men to get beta.
With okay, we can say men.
The little fish.
That is wild.
What I've noticed, because I do have masculine energy, I am the type of person that I will make up for the things that you don't have, right? Mm-hmm. And it comes natural to me. No es que me, I don't have to go out of my way to. To embody masculine energy, because I already know what it is to be in my bag. Like, I know those feelings. I don't want to have to, but I will. I've dated mostly alpha men, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But Richard and me now, which is, if you guys don't know, it's my current partner. Him and I, we have masculine and feminine energy in different areas. Mm-hmm. So he's like a Leo man. He carries a lot of masculine energy and a lot
what
of...
What's a Leo man? I'm not good at this.
Okay, look at Javi. Que no sabe Leos,
Leos are the king of the jungle, sir.
They embody like king the lion the energy. Tú me entiendes? Like, wait, Javi, what are you? What's your sign?
A Virgo man.
Pero para que tú lo dijiste, pero yo quiero que lo diga porque sabe y se hace
loco. I know I'm a Virgo, but I don't know the definition of a Cancer, of a Aquarius,
cancer,
whatever it is.
Most cancers are beta males. And I don't want to be debated about it.
How do you jump into that? I just randomly said Cancer. Were you hold like this was not scripted.
I'm holding a lot of emotions towards Cancer man. Yeah, don't talk to me about
what
that.
What month is that? What month is that?
That's like July, August or
no,
June,
no, no.
July.
June, July.
Yeah. And for June.
If you know, you know. Bye.
Like, if you don't know, let's not discuss.
Yeah. And Leo, what month is that?
July, August, man.
Yeah.
Wait, this is not going to turn into us teaching you about Zodiac. So go ahead, Chocara, go off.
It's black owned. And it punches like Tyson.
And the fact that I'm thinking about making another drink Right?
Me too. Okay, guys.
But for a long time, I didn't like to embrace my feminine energy because it was always looked at like a negative thing, because modern women now are celebrated if they're like
resilient.
So career.
But they're not really, if you think about it, I feel like everyone modern women, like you go and you're successful at your career. And then once you have a child, I think that puts them in their feminine right away. They have to nurture. They have to, you know, watch over a child. And usually after they take that, like, maternity leave. Is it maternity or paternity?
Yeah, no, maternity for moms, paternity for men.
Okay.
I know you're thinking about paternity leave, so that's why it's at the forefront.
Yeah,
so once they take that, they usually don't want to go back to work. How hard is it for women to just take that leave and transition back to the workforce?
I think you could do it slowly. I remember, Belkis, there was one time I came to a realization where I was like, for a long time, I was like so set in like, oh, I'm always going to work. I'm always going to be hard working. I'm always going to be this person. And I was like, Belkis, actually, when I have kids, I want to take time off. I want to be able to, I love the luxury. I love the lifestyle and the luxury that comes with being able to just solely take care of your children. And as a mother, like, yeah, men can do it, but they can't do it like women can. And I'm sorry. Like,
that's a fact.
If I've done anything in the past month is actually like sit with myself and my feminine energy and recognize like, okay, these are the things that I like that are very feminine about me. And these are the things that I like
can care less. Can you tell us what they are?
The things about, like, honestly, I'm a big ass submissive. Like, I don't think that comes off very often. Last night, actually, somebody that I actually think is hot told me like, no, it looks like you don't want nobody bothering you. And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
She's like, if you could read my mind right now.
Right. And I was like, what do you mean? It looks like, and then I looked back and I was like, yo, is that energy that I put out there? And then, but also I was like, you know, a man that was about himself and was confident enough would just be like, all right, it looks like she don't want anybody in her life right now, but let me shoot my shot. So then
take the lead.
One thing about me right now, I'm not making excuses for no man that is not trying to like get it. Like, I'm not making those excuses anymore, because I used to do that because I do come off strong. Like, I do come off like a very independent woman.
But like, then, you should be the one pursuing.
Right. And nah. It's weird. I've never been the one to pursue. Never. Well, nadie, no se dice nunca, nunca, never. Pero, you know, I don't think that that's going to be me because that's not like what I do. But whatever. The other thing, the 50-50 comment that you guys said, I don't believe in that shit.
You don't? You know what's crazy? I think that just going back to my previous relationships, whenever I felt like I had a relationship that was 50-50, it's because I honestly think it wasn't going to work. So I've noticed, like...
So you're like, I'm not going to put more than I need to.
Yeah, exactly. Because
I'm not
going
to put more.
If you put in 100, yo, 100, and you know that it's not going to work, you're like, damn, I gave everything and it's not going to work. I already know it's not going to work. So here's 50-50. I'm not going to give you 100.
That's true, wild.
But if I'm giving you 100...
No, it could be 70-30, I think.
No, I think you should always give 100-100. I don't believe in breaking it because the thing is, you give 100 where you can and how you can, right?
That's true.
But
that's
the big point that you made that I love you said that, Javi, is you invest in people you know is going to be a lasting relationship. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of, I feel like, women or men fuck up is that they don't invest into the relationship.
Yeah.
You shouldn't if you're identifying the relationship as something like, oh, we're just fucking around. Oh, this is just temporary. Well, no, no, you're not going to put an investment in something you don't believe in.
Oui.
Pero I'm going to give 100 in the areas that I can. Por ejemplo, tú no te vas a fajar a cocinarle a un hombre que tú sabes que, yo, I just want you for, you know, whatever, whatever. Yeah. Y un hombre is not going to be paying your bills if he knows he don't want nothing more than just, you know.
Exactly.
Para no decir.
And that's it. And that's that on that. But any man que me venga a mí con ese relajo de que 50-50, yo le digo, psst, por ahí se puede ir, mi amor, que ese Mercedes coge premium. Pero usted se está volviendo loco, De que 50-50, pero...
But that's the thing about dating on your level. It's,
Yeah, and even if, you know what's crazy? That 50-50 could seem a certain way when you're dating below your level. But if you're dating above... Him giving you everything could still be him giving you 50% of what he got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like depending on him, of him. Yeah, I like that.
To you, it's
to you, 100. To you, is 100. But this is
what does an equal and balanced relationship look like for all of us? Because
to you,
ya nosotros hemos hablado. What is equal? What is balance? What is a balanced relationship, Bobby?
To me, I think an equal balanced relationship is, you know, you putting down what the other person's lacking. So if I'm, like you guys said earlier, if I'm, you know, paying mortgage, rent, car note, like, you have to put
something
out.
Have you done that?
It's not just...
Like, what is it? What's the something else that that person has to put out?
They got to cook. They got to clean. Things that
do
just
they have
take
to,
effort.
Do they also have to...
They have to be available for sex. Like, that's a big thing.
Espérate. Available for sex, what do you call that? Like, once a day?
Whenever que hay una coquillita por ahí, whenever he's ready. I feel like that's...
Yo
que that's what men
what
like.
Do you think about that? What do you think about this?
If you're tired...
So what do I think about this?
I think that you gotta make that sacrifice.
I do agree in the sense...
At that point that a male is like, se va a encargar de taking care of things, he's not going to be like, oh, I don't feel like paying this month.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Like when you're saying, nah, I don't feel like having sex today. Nah, I don't feel like paying this month.
I'll put it this way. I was telling actually the girls I had a meeting because a bitch has meetings after work because she's so involved. She's so involved. Masculine.
I love alpha.
She's so alpha.
Alpha women.
Pero a mí me dio vergüenza because I'm talking to the girls on Zoom and I'm like, yo, do you mind if I do the dishes real quick? Porque yo no quiero que este hombre llegue a una casa reguerosa. That's embarrassing. My man went out to go get food that he was about to grill. Y también lo voy a guardar la cocina. Sucia. No, así no se puede.
Yeah, balance.
Your man's alpha. He said, yeah. I'm not going to the stovetop. We're grilling.
We're grilling a man's man, yo.
Wait, Javi, would you ever be with a woman that, like, have you ever been with a woman that was like an alpha woman but she didn't do like the dishes and she didn't really want to fuck that much and like were you
it's
in love
no
with
for
her
Javi.
Like it like does it factor in the fact that you're in love at all, like what, how have you navigated that situation, like was
I feel like in that situation I have dated quote unquote, I put quotations on it, alpha. But yeah, that she wanted to do what she wanted to do after she reaped her benefits. So it was like she was in her feminine until things change.
I've dated men that, like I said before, they were alpha. I do have to say, like,
they were alpha and then they transitioned. That's like, I'm gonna give you a prime example. Like a beta female that transitioned to alpha could be like a regular shorty gone BBL.
Oh, shit.
Changes a whole mindset.
Wait, what? So you telling me that when I go to the yard to get this BBL, I'm going to be just, more alpha?
The thing is not just your ass, lipo.
My shit about to be crazy.
Your mind changes.
What?
Your mind changes.
She goes more into her bag?
I don't know what they go into. They go into...
Are you serious? Because no,
different ways of thinking. Now they want to monetize. Now they want to monetize pictures.
That body. They need to monetize that body. You think I'm going to put a couple K on this body? And it's going to be the old mindset? You ain't fuck Nikki. Wildin' you fuck out. Nicole body.
Uh-oh. Wildin' out.
No somos loco.
What does an equal, balanced relationship look like to you?
Damn, that's a hard one. Because to be completely honest, it's like you said, like, and I said earlier, it's not really the money for me anymore because I know I can get it. And I think that has always been my thing. Like, I know I can get money. I know I can get my bag. So I always just look, I'm a romántica empedernida. So everybody that knows, knows. So if you know me, you know that, like, I'm very feminine in that side of my romantic life. Like, I want vulnerability. I want somebody that communicates. I want somebody that it's not playing mind games. I want somebody that, like, knows what he wants and it's willing to go and get it, bro.
Do you really want a man to be vulnerable? That yes. Every time that he feels like, cry like with something's
me.
Going wrong.
Cry with me.
Do you want them to share it?
Yeah. Not every time.
I don't think that being vulnerable is the right way to it, because then out of nowhere, at the end of the day, things change, and then you'll turn it against them.
Yeah, you're
when you're pissed.
Shut
the fuck
up. Look at what you're saying. Like, that right there tells me that you don't trust that person that you're sharing with.
It doesn't matter if you trust them or not.
Yeah, because
when you're vulnerable, it does show a sign of weakness in a man. And women want providers. Want go-getters. Women, and that being vulnerable and that emotional takes away from it.
But that is not weakness. That is not weakness. In my eyes, that's never been weakness. If you can vocalize how you feel, that's actually very strong.
It's
of
a
you.
Strength, yeah.
That is being you emotionally available. You know what that is? That is A1.
You know shit.
I'll give you some A1 pussy for that. That's what I'm saying. That, like, it's not every day, but it's the times that matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be bottling up this shit because you're an alpha male. I don't cry. That's weak. That's dumb.
No, that's frustrating. That's legit frustrating. I think being with someone that can't be in tune with their emotions, it can be very frustrating.
Hablamos el martes.
Not Javi. Javier.
Javier, you are one of the most sensitive guys I know. But I think, like, we do a disservice, like, men, alpha men do a disservice to women when they say stuff like that, like, oh, no, dude, like, I'm not going to be vulnerable because blah, blah, blah. That tells me that you just don't trust your partner. Because if you trust your partner, you will be vulnerable.
I will say, no, I wouldn't put it on the partner. You know why? Because I think we internalize that a lot as women. And we think that if a man isn't doing something, it's because of us. No, you don't trust yourself enough.
True.
That's the problem. You are scared of your own self. You're scared to examine what the fuck is happening internally with you.
Exactly.
You need to go get that checked. You need to fix that and you need to work on that. Don't be putting that shit all on me.
Can I ask you guys a question? Going back to the masculine versus feminine energy.
I'll be the interviewer.
So if you have masculine energy as a female, what do you expect a guy to bring to the table? Like that, like you...
Wait, can you say that again?
If you have masculine... If you're an alpha female...
Yes.
What do you expect for a guy to bring to the table? Just at that point, like, that's your definition. You're alpha female. Mm-hmm. You're not getting into your
into
your
the feelings yet.
Into feminine energy or anything ever.
Okay,
like,
so
that's
if
out.
I'm
you're
a
set
full...
in stone. I'm a boss. This, that, and the other. What are you looking for?
No, I need communication.
That's it?
If both of us are alphas and we are in our bag, let's communicate.
I'm telling you, you're the only alpha in You're the alpha. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. Oh. You're the alpha. What does the guy have? Straight up beta.
It doesn't matter what he is. You're the alpha.
You're an alpha.
When you're an alpha, you don't give a fuck what the other person does because it doesn't affect how you go about your life.
Because I'm a beta, so I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't. Shit. As an alpha, you go to Starbucks as an alpha and you're like, yo, I like that. You shoot. You're like, I like that. She's a barista.
So you would
It doesn't matter. But you would never. Women as an alpha go into Starbucks and see a male barista and like, and he tries to make a move. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God, that is so true. Wait the fucking minute.
But us, we'll take that barista. We'll put her in a penthouse.
Pero espérate. That brings a question to me. Are alpha women thinking that alpha, like what we're looking for is like money?
No, you know what's crazy? I think that...
Like, we're money-driven because, well, didn't like, you
what I read earlier said exactly that. Although women with mostly masculine energy still want men with masculine energy.
Yeah.
It's like there's no winning.
But then the thing is that when you have that energy, the pool just gets smaller. So
yeah, there's a whole bunch of prereqs. Masculine energy, men don't want...
It's just... There's prerequisites, right? You're an alpha and you're looking for X, Y, Z... So then, like, all right, these prerequisites shrink the pool from, like, 100% down to, like, 20%. Within these 20% of men, they need to do ABC. Now it shrinks it to, like, 5% of just general population men. And then the pool is just that much smaller.
And now that we talk about that, about dating and the pool getting smaller, because, mira, un quillo ahora mismo, because dating as an alpha woman in the streets of Boston... It's wild. It's wild, disrespectful. So yo le tengo una preguntita. Single dad life. Let's transition into that. Single dad life. ¿Qué lo que con eso? As a dominant male, as an alpha male, and being a dad to a girl, what is that like?
As a single father, I feel like, one, it doesn't affect dating at all because that's the energy I give. Like, this is my responsibility. If you want to date me, it doesn't entail any energy out of you.
Mm.
You're dating me for me, and what I have in terms of raising this child doesn't require you to parent at all. So that I feel like women find that attractive. Like, yeah, he has a daughter. He handles her. She's raised great. Like, she's not missing anything. Like, I do not use that to benefit in terms of sleeping with anyone or
talking to anyone.
I heard it's a thing, but that's kind of fucking weird.
What is a thing?
Like utilizing your child to get women. I think that's weird. That's like walking around with a fucking $30,000 dog in a little purse. Like, oh, you want to talk? You want to pet the dog?
Yeah.
All right, here. Now that I got you here, I'm interested. Like, that's weird.
I have a question for you, Javi. Given that you, which by the way, you're a really great father. I don't know if we give you enough credit for that. Yeah. If we tell you enough, because we should. You're a really
so good
dad.
Melody loves her.
And I wanted to ask, I don't know if you're even in the pursuit of dating for a serious relationship. Because, right, there's all these forms of dating. You could just be dating for a good time. You could just be dating temporarily. But if you're ever dating for a long-term relationship, does it matter what that woman is like because of the example you would be giving your daughter?
I really don't. I feel like if I'm dating for a long-term relationship, it's someone that has qualities that can be, you know, family-oriented. So it shouldn't alter how my daughter's raised or what she sees. If that's already a red flag. Like, before getting into anything long-term, you feel like, oh, I can't even have this lady around my daughter. I'm like, that's not.
You wouldn't even date a girl short term.
No,
for that reason,
it makes no sense. Like, for you to be around me, you need to accept being around my daughter. Like, I'm not. Like, you could be Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
And out of all people, you said Michelle.
I'm not going by. The guy is a sapiosexual. I'm a sapiosexual. Show me intelligence. Show me something. Don't. Everybody, you could buy tits and ass any day of the week.
Nah, you know I will. You know I'm on my way there.
We'll be there in December.
Yo, that is so, no, that, I mean, we said it before, we can't relate, obviously, because we're not dads. I am a whole tía to a lot of nieces and nephews that I love. So from my perspective, I don't have one, to be honest.
As a single dad, you should not
feel like. Not a single dad, but like.
As a dad, a single dad, a single mom, you shouldn't have to hide your child. To feel like, oh, I need to hide to score someone.
They're not
even that worth it.
Yeah, no, no one's worth it.
Your child is way more worth than that.
You're a weirdo if that's something that you're like,
oh. Are you hiding the kid from the world or the world from the kid?
I'm not hiding anything from my kid. My kid's not going to be naive. My daughter is going to be the most in tune girl in the world. She's going to see, okay, I've been at these family parties. I see these interactions that men are doing with these doñas at this time or whatever. Yeah. She's seeing everything. Everything's in front. She sees people drinking. Yep. She sees people smoking. She's not naive.
Yeah.
And she's going to know what's right.
She's really smart.
I'm just going to tell, this is right, this is wrong. You make your decision. Yeah. I'm not a dictator.
No?
Hell no.
Yeah, chegoño, un hombre flexible. Yo quiera, let's talk about our tía life. Yo, why are we having kids yet?
Why are we in our late 20s without children? You're looking real sus.
You're telling me you've slept with all these men all these years and nobody wants to knock you up? Why do I want to knock you up?
Not that someone don't want to knock me up.
Yeah.
It's so weird that you would have unprotected sex with so many men and potentially get knocked up by one of these bozos. Like, why haven't you, though? Because that's sus.
No, the thing is that you're having sex with these men that you feel like there's a connection.
You're telling me
all these bozos are just gonna put their dick in you. Nobody wants to keep you around. And I'm gonna be the bozo that wants to get you pregnant past 30. No, there's definitely a red flag on that.
No, Javi about to have 10 kids soon. I love that because
you secure the bag. Once you drop a seed on someone, that's it. That's like
that's
even
wild.
if y'all don't work out, whatever. Like, that's just part of your family forever.
Well, no thanks.
No, because thank you.
I feel like I love that you shared that, Javi, because it is a real life perspective.
Yeah, it is.
But I've never been with anyone, y te lo digo ahora, y te lo digo confidently. I've never been with anybody that hasn't wanted to wife me up, that hasn't wanted to knock me up. The thing is, I don't want it from you, or I don't want it from you at that moment. Because I'm not going to say I fuck around with losers, because I don't. Yeah. But the thing is, I'm not that easy. You cannot convince me. You cannot. There isn't dick good enough for me to not already be thinking about my future child and what I want for them. There's nothing that I've wanted more than to be a mom. Like, I've always known that about myself. But another thing that I've always known is that I want it on my terms. And part of it happening on my terms is that I need to feel that I can offer my child all of me. I need to be satisfied in a lot of different areas before I can get to that point. I also want that the father of my child to not only be the father of my child, but to be my husband. Yeah. I feel like a really important thing that we overlook when it comes to considering what a good father is the way that that man treats that woman.
Yeah.
I want my child to grow up in an environment that I unfortunately did not grow up in. And that was for my child to see a great example of a man. I want the man that I have my children with to know how to love me so that my child can grow up and know that it is possible, that two healthy individuals can come together and like build this family, right? Like, and in a lot of ways, like because of the culture that we come from, unfortunately, it's not as common. So it's like, oh no, tú estás pidiendo demasiado. Your expectations are too unrealistic.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think it is. I put in a lot of work to be in the headspace and the heart space that I'm at. And I want my partner to put that same amount of effort before we get to that point. So for me, that's why I don't have children. And it's not to say
that
my
crazy
plan is better than God's plan, because at the end of the day, it's in God's hands. If I were to have a child tomorrow, I wouldn't regret it. I wouldn't feel bad. But if I can have some sort of like, you know.
Do you think you're going to want to have kids when you're quote unquote ready? Because you're never going
to
be ready.
No, I don't think there's ever that ready point. I just would like to have a child after I'm married. That is my thing. Like, and before I can even get to the marriage, because that's another thing. Just because I'm in a relationship doesn't mean that I'm like, oh, we need to like get married right now. Nah, because
that ultimatum, like.
Yeah, no. The ultimatum of,
like,
no.
Like, oh, you proposing or.
Oh, we're leaving.
Mm-mm. Oh, we're not. It's not going to work.
My favorite thing about dating with intention is that you find someone that is in alignment with you. You find mm-hmm. a man or a woman or whatever that wants the same things as you. I was fortunate enough to find a man that we want the same exact things when it comes to our future. That is what made us even more attracted to each other. Like, okay, you want it. Like when you see yourself having a family, you want to be married. Or when you see yourself having children, you want to have this, like, this amount of money in the bank. Oh, you want to have this type of house. You want to be able, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. And again, it's not to say that everything needs to be perfect, because I don't, in no world, your God's plan's always better than yours. Pero you have the same goals. You have that you're working towards something, like anything else in life, right? Like your career, your relationship mm-hmm. with your family, your relationship with your child. Like you work towards those things. You work towards those things, and there's hurdles and there's this and things happen or whatever, but you still are.
I want to hear the perspective of a female that's outside. Like, you're going off of being in a streets. Loving relationship, but I want to hear from Belkis.
What
are you ready?
I'm 110% ready to have kids, actually.
I would like to have at least four more.
Four more?
Four more.
Damn, four more Bobby, kids? That's a lot. I want four in total.
I want five.
Wow.
I want a whole starting lineup. The NBA.
Shout out to y'all. I'm not pushing that many.
What about you, Jagger?
Nah, I'm good with 2-3 max.
I don't want to do three because the middle child syndrome is real. So I want to do 2 or 4.
What do you mean? I'm a middle child. What's that middle child
exactly.
syndrome?
Exactly.
Middle child syndrome is basically like the one that felt left out, overlooked.
Shit.
How do you tell us? Is it true? Look at him. He said, shit. He's a puso a pensar.
In the middle. You're just in the middle.
You're just in the middle. You're a tweener. Like, yeah. my sister's the youngest.
Yeah.
And the only girl. So she gets spoiled. And my brother's the oldest.
The yeah. first son.
The first son.
Yep.
And I'm just like a filler.
You're in the middle.
I say I'm the favorite. I know I'm not.
Yeah, no. We all know you're not.
Me and Bocas are the oldest.
Yeah,
so
we're the oldest. Yeah.
I love being the oldest.
The oldest,
in that
what?
Sense.
What do you get to benefit from being the oldest?
Adio. You know everything. How crazy my family went over me?
You
I
guys
was the
get
first.
No
I was the first everything.
You
what
don't
do you
get
mean?
The deed. You don't get no deeds.
Okay, what do you mean?
When I pass, Melody's not getting shit. If I have five kids?
Javi.
Wait, yeah. No. What? The first is like your trial run. Like you will never be as close to any of your kids, but the first.
Because you went through it.
Like
you went through it.
Like
first one.
Nobody's ever going to, any child that you have.
Melody's going to be the line leader forever.
Exactly.
Forever. For the other four.
Yeah.
She's going to be the one like.
That is one of the cons of being the oldest is yeah. the amount of like expectation there is around being the example. That's like the con of being the oldest. Like, pero the pro is that like everybody's crazy about you, especially like the first couple of years because oh, tú eres la primera hija, la primera nieta, la primera sobrina. So people, you get spoiled. Look at Madre, she's spoiled because she was the first. Like everyone,
I do want to say like now that you bring that up, Jokaira, like being the first girl, that in our culture, I think contributes to us being alpha females.
It does, 100%.
Like you the expectations, so? Hell yes. Yeah, the expectations that I had growing up were absurd.
How alpha are you guys, to be honest? So y'all going to get married? And
from
keep,
your perception, how alpha
how
are
How alpha,
we?
Like,
yeah.
If you guys get married, what's happening with your last name? What's going to happen?
Oh, I'm going to change it.
No.
Not that alpha.
Well, what I did was I hyphenated mine. But
oh,
I think
that's
more,
hella alpha.
But
it's cause you didn't think you had your masculine energy in your last relationship.
I did. I was
the only reason I want to change is because I want my
Belkis
to
has,
have the same
Belkis
last name.
Belkis basically has Tim's on right now as we're recording.
No, but the funny thing is that my ex is very fucking alpha, and that's the thing that I would sit in myself and I would think and I would have all these doubts and be like, yo, did I make this alpha male a beta? Because that's a problem that I need to fucking work on. Like, yo, it wasn't...
I don't think so. I don't think you made him an alpha. I think he was a lot of... This is what I feel about men. I think face front, a lot of men are alpha. But when it comes to closed doors, they're not alpha. Yeah. They're not alpha where it matters. Yeah. Like, for example, financially. Tú ves un hombre que he presents alpha because, oh, he's on his shit. He drives a nice car.
Yeah.
He looks good. Yada, yada, yada. But his bills are all back due, and if I don't remind you, they're not going to get paid.
The only thing that somebody can remind me to pay is a fucking parking ticket.
Yo, that's
or Easy Pass.
Yeah.
Cause I never open those fucking mails.
Me neither.
I literally paid like $300.
Yeah, but I mean it's fine if you don't, because we're still gonna drive and we're still gonna have a roof over our head. But can you please pay the rent?
Can you please pay the rent, please? Javier, anything from your perspective, an alpha male, can I call you that?
If you want.
Can I call you?
I'm not gonna say.
Well,
it
you said, because you said like, oh, you asked us the question of like, do we feel like alpha women? Jakara said yes. I said
I said balanced.
Yeah.
I said balanced. I said I'll be an alpha woman when I have to be. But really though, just let me be my feminine energy, por favor.
Yeah.
Which I am, so I don't have to really ask.
Same. I'm in both. But yeah.
It's a balance. Our life is about balance.
Life is a balance. And I just feel like, déjame decirte que I was going to say it earlier y se me olvidó. Alpha male though, it's dating right now has been really funny because you can tell who, like you said, Jakara, face value, you're an alpha, but like when it comes to it, you're not. But then there's men out there that are alpha, and alpha males dating is wild to me. Like that comment that you said, like, oh, be here at 8.
or you're not going to eat.
Or you're not eating.
That's wild. I'm going to eat, but like, I'm going to eat dick first.
You will eat at a different table.
But Belkis, even too, which is funny that we only talked about
really
it.
I just hate waiting. That's just it.
You're impatient.
And I know you
actually
are.
Being patient is a feminine energy. You're so alpha heavy. But about, because it was funny that we talked about face value, what you present as,
yeah.
From a male perspective, but we didn't mention from a female perspective. That's you're saying true. That you're having that experience where yeah. face value, you're giving alpha, but you're really like, no,
yeah.
pursue me. Like, no,
that's true. Put in,
you know what I'm saying? It gives both.
I don't even know. I'm actually in the process right now on how to decipher how to do that. Because I feel like the energy that I put on my Instagram, mind you, this person that told me that it was from my Instagram and my DMs. And I was like, in my Instagram, it's pretty feminine.
He was an IG DM. He was a DM warrior. He's in there with all the other niggas. It's like, maybe I picked this one today. Maybe I picked that one.
I think, that's the thing about social media. Social media is crazy because it is what the other person...
Perception,
perceives. But when a man, I think, takes the time to date you and take you out and gets to know you and lets you, like, you know, show who you are,
yeah.
they can pick up on your feminine energy. And if the man's not picking it up, it's just because he's not an alpha male, bro.
Exactly.
If you're giving off to him that you're too strong and you're, bro, I'm really not. But if that's what you're picking up, that's because you lack that energy.
Exactly. I like that. I like that advice. Yeah, I'm going
to
take it.
You know what's crazy? If you're talking to a man and he's like, you're like, oh, I'm doing this. He's like, oh, you rich? That's a red flag.
Oh,
just give me a heads up. Or like, oh, you got money.
Belkis.
Oh,
just my if you ever see that, I'm just God, give literally. You a tip of the day.
Tip of the day. Can you give us two more?
Shit, I can't give you that much. I'm here for free.
We like that. Okay, whatever. I'm not gonna push it, but that one is good. Javi, thank you for coming and being so vulnerable with us. I love it.
I'm so sorry.
Just like a beta man will do.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Tres Golpe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and share it with your friends and familia. Make sure you join El Coro by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Post us on your story or your page, y dino que lo que. What were the thoughts on today's topic? And don't forget to tag us all
at Tres Golpe Podcast.